All right, this is the 40 and over series. Forget the biological clock this time. We're talking body clock. You're listening to the Keep It 100 Girls Show, episode number 109. I'll get you dancing. Today's episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show is brought to you, as usual, by Target. You know, Easter is rapidly approaching, and Target has some excellent, get it, egg, deals to help you get prepared. As a shopper, enjoy $10 off when you spend $50 on toys, and you know what? You're going to get $5 off when you only spend $25 in the Easter shop. The whole family could stock up on spring attire. Look, you just spend $50 and save $10 on clothing and accessories, and that's swimwear included. You just got to use the promo code STYLE10 when you shop online at Target.com. And for those of you hatching little ones that are in the oven, now is a great time to take advantage of 10% off car seats, strollers, gear, and nursery items. It all adds up, and this is the promo code you're going to use, BABY10, when you shop online at Target.com. So where do you find the link? Well, for easy access, you're going to find the shopping link to each of these sales located in the show notes. In fact, you can find them right there on your mobile phone, especially if you're a mobile shopper. All you got to do is go to the actual episode that you clicked on, and there is a ... You click on that, you want to view the full description of the episode, and you scroll through and you're going to find that Target shopping link. Or if you're old school, you know what? Just head on over to ninababel.com/podcast. Look for the Target shopping link located under episode number 109. All right, welcome back, Girling Nation. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and listening this week and every week. I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., and I'm your host, Nina Babel. And if you're joining for the first time, welcome, welcome, because I help both women and especially men celebrate embarrassment in their lives. This is where I get both men and women to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, even if it's totally embarrassing or super cray-cray. And when I say cray-cray, I mean 50 shades of cray-cray. If we weren't taught, you know what? We should educate ourselves, right? Forget mom, forget dad. I'm your go-to girlfriend. If you're a woman who's dying to know what other women are thinking but not saying out loud, and if you're a man dying to know what women are thinking but not saying out loud to you, don't effing move. Because you are in the right place. But let's keep it moving. In case you missed last week's episode, they were lit. Okay, so in episode number 106, she doesn't want kids. And you know what? The message is to everyone out there, that's okay. And in this episode, you know, I kind of want to dispel the myth about being baby-hungry beings that us females are supposed to be, using a real-life personal experience. And yes, in some cases, it's the most personal and embarrassing and painful question when someone reaches across the table and asks you, do you have any kids? Are you going to have any kids? What's taking you so long? Do you have a man? Do you need a man? Ugh. Then we talk about been there. She regretted that in episode 107. And honestly, it's a classic example of when keeping it real, right? Keeping it 100 real, goes wrong with an ex. And I'm talking an ex-boo, an ex-fiance, husband, and girlfriend is an established entrepreneur who, frankly, in this case, has gotten the short end of the stick. And you didn't hear it from me, but dude has some tricks up his sleeve. So you're going to learn about them. But I think the biggest takeaway is this. No matter what, if you have nothing, whether it's to your bank account, to your name, that doesn't mean you're going to have something 5, 10, 20 years from now. So if dude is in the picture when you have nothing, regardless, get a prenup. That's all I'm going to say. You have to listen to episode number 107. All right, Keep It 100 Nation, are you ready to keep it 100? My hand is raised. How about yours?
Yes, I'm ready to keep it 100.
I'm ready to keep it 100, girl.
You know I'm going to keep it 100.
Today is the, I call it the 35-year-old and over, but I'm going to dial it back to 30 and over because this is where you got to start listening to this Keep It 100 girl talk, yo.
Tina. We're talking, I can't even describe them. I can't, it's like zucchinis, like empty zucchinis. They just became little flappers.
You and I and anyone who's over 30 can certainly relate to this conversation, right? We all want our 20-year-old body back. Just to give the rundown of what to expect. And if you've already been to the top of the mountain and you're making your way down those steps, stick with me because I'm about to reminisce. I'm going to run it down because at 30, you realize, oops, the plumbing changes. And if you don't get it, this is where you realize things are not bouncing back like they used to, right? You can't eat all those things you used to eat in your 20s, like day and night, night and day, or you're just reacting to them in a negative way. And at 40, and beyond, you've marked a real milestone in so many ways. Emotionally, your confidence, sexually, you're at your peak. I mean, you're peaking beyond peaking beyond peaking. But according to Christopher Ochner, who's a PhD and a weight loss expert at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, until you're about 25 or so, your body is always building, right? We have that building bone, I'm going to say hormone or just mechanism in your body. And what that does, it processes, it burns up calories to no ends, right? Your metabolism is working, working, working. And you don't really appreciate it. In fact, you take it for granted until you reach that 30-something and you realize, what is the stomach that I have that wasn't there? Why, when I drink dairy or eat dairy, I get constipated? Or why is it that I have adult acne? Why is it that now I'm off the pill that my hormones are raging and I'm gaining weight? Huh. Can you relate? So in your late 20s, women start to notice, or you should, that again, you can't eat the same things you used to without gaining that weight. And even worse, that weight doesn't fall off, people, like it used to. You gotta work for it.
So the one thing that I miss from my 20s is my estrogen. I look at 20-year-olds and I'm thinking, wow, you have all your estrogen and mine. So the reason for this is because estrogen is a powerhouse hormone and it controls everything. It controls the aging process. Age, we continue to lose our estrogen. So it controls our wrinkles. It controls our tightness in our bodies. It can tell you as I'm aging, I'm beginning to monitor how wet I get. So yeah, that's the one thing I love. I'm really jealous of the 20-year-olds who have all of theirs and I'm losing all of mine.
For me, my benchmark was always back in the day, 1 week, right? And if I knew I ate terrible for weeks straight, weeks on end, look, I could drop that like it's hot after a week. In fact, all I had to do was go in the gym, eat less, and boom, it just bounced back. But during your 30s, those growth spurts that I mentioned before, the building bone and process that burns up calories, they're over. They've expired. They're gone for good. And you're not producing that human growth hormone anymore. Your eggs, they're starting to deplete. They're not no more. And the fertility thing, it's on its way out the door to being gone, gone, gone. But now, you know, that's all the DNA stuff, right? But let's talk about your body. And today it's the 40 and over series, right? So it's about being 40 and over, or if you're just knocking on that 40 and over door. So, right,
everything drops. Right, we talked about hormone levels, metabolism follows suit, but here's one tip you need to take away and tattoo in your brain, especially if you're in your 20s. Always incorporate weights in your routine. Trust me, I'm living and breathing the benefits. And if you are one of those yogaholics, which is fun, which is cool, you just gotta go to Pump It Up class and get some strength training, and you're gonna hear why later. Here's a mixture of lessons and reminders to women who fit into that 20-something mold to 20-something category. And you know what? This information, it doesn't get old. You can recycle and reuse it from generation to generation. Same theater, different seats. So let's start with Dr. Heath, who is a dermatologist reflecting on her 20s. Her advice is not so much about skin in this instance, but what she would tell her younger self.
The thing that people do not tell you, women, ladies, girls, you are not fat, okay? You are not fat. Okay, you're not fat. Now, let me just preface this. I don't like using that word, but I have a lot of adolescent patients and they're like, oh, I have a stomach roll and this and that. You're not fat. If you are slightly overweight, if you're a lot overweight, this is the best age to be that, because your body can really bounce back very quickly in a way that you can't appreciate until you're much older, okay? I was not fat in any way!
You weren't.
None!
You know, you really take it for granted and eat whatever at any age. Until you can't eat whatever now, right? You don't miss what you don't know, but you will miss what you do know in your 30s and beyond. Here's living proof.
Imagine if we would have picked up some healthier habits at that time and stuck with them. Things could be different now, because they really have a true health impact. And the earlier you can adapt those changes, the better. But yeah, I would not, because the thing is, when we as women in particular, especially the college age, start to sort of feel bad about our bodies, which usually there's nothing wrong with them, but when we feel bad about our bodies, and then you're interacting with the opposite sex or whoever you're attracted to, and then sometimes that they can feed into that and really make you feel even worse about yourself instead of better. So you really have to start with yourself and have a wake-up call and say, really, let's have a reality check. You know, I love your body. And if you really think that there's an issue with being overweight, it is the best time in your life to be overweight, because you can do something about it and do small changes and see huge benefits.
Huge results.
Yes, yeah. Yes, huge results.
Within a week or two.
Exactly, instead of 6 months.
We are our own worst critic. And you know what? You can't compare. You can never compare. Because we all are unique in our own skin.
I had gained and then lost a lot of weight. And as good as I can feel and look, and the progress can be like substantial, but I can still look at someone else and I'm never going to look like that.
No,
so looking at them and being like, oh, I wish I had this or I wish
simple,
I had that.
Right to the point.
Is you're losing before you start. You know what I mean? Like you're just not.
Yes.
You just I just feel like it's so unrealistic. But yet we're trained to do it because of what we see on TV and the different standards of like just size and body image and what's beautiful and what's pretty and what's, you know. But for us, it's got to be different. It has to be, there has to be more of that, like, progress in me, best of me, me feeling good, me being my best, and not it being her best over there, her best.
Right. For her, it was skinny legs. For you, it's probably something else. For me, if I had to do it all over, I'd probably wish I was taller. Nothing I could do about that. That's all about DNA. But if I had to want something else, it'd probably be skinnier legs too, because I've always had thick legs and always been called healthy. And I always cringed when I heard that. But in case of Erin, who's in her 40, in fact, she's just turned 40, she always wanted skinny legs. She wanted them then, and she wants them now. And we all do that, right? We look at our assets and we criticize them. We wish we don't want them. Why?
I wish I had them.
Oh.
Like, I wish I had slender legs. Just randomly pick that as a thing.
Right.
But it's just, you're built a certain way and you can help it. You can enhance it. You can change it to a point, but you can't make it something completely different than what your DNA,
right.
DNA says.
Yeah.
It takes wisdom. So I think that's why we don't get there till we're a certain age. And it's like, I wish at 25, I mean, I look back at pictures and think, I thought I was so heavy then. Like, I thought I was so,
yeah.
And I was like, look at me. So, you know, I looked good,
yeah,
you know, but
right.
You can't, why can't we see that about ourselves in the moment?
Right.
At the time, we're almost taught that it's not okay to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's vain. Different things are important,
yeah,
at different ages.
Yeah.
So you just, maybe it's still there, but you're not giving it the importance that you would have once.
Yeah. So what happens is we learn new tricks. Jeannie, mother of five, describes her bra trick after nursing five babies. And the fact that you don't have cleavage anymore.
Tina, we're talking, I can't even describe them. I can't, it's like zucchinis, like empty zucchinis. They just became little flappers.
Wow.
Yeah, little flapping pieces of skin. Can you imagine? Now, understand, they once were seized. So you have all this loose skin now that's just flat.
Right.
And flapping.
Ouch.
So that sucks. Yeah, ouch. And then, like, just looking at myself naked, and it's like, oh. And, you know, I got away with it. People had no idea what my boobs looked like, because Victoria's Secret, that's the secret with Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret, you know, their bras are so freaking amazing. And they had this one bra. It wasn't the Wonder Bra, but it was like this padded cotton bra that had like a light underwire. But I would get padding that would fit my old boobs. It would be like a 34C. And it literally would look like those were my boobs.
Huh.
But I'd take the bra off and then there would be the flappers.
Right.
So in a tight shirt with a bra like that, you can get away with it. And so when I'd say to people, you know, I'm like a negative A with these flappers, and they'd say, no way, your boobs are huge. And it was because of the bra. For him, I mean, he says he doesn't care, but he does. I mean, he never was like, holy shit. Like, sometimes he'd catch a glimpse of me and be like, what the fuck happened? I was like, thanks.
Thank you.
Like this. I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Right.
Love you.
Right.
But I, you know, it's so sad because it really, I have a pretty good self-esteem. You know, I'm inside out. Like, I totally have, you know, when they say, like, people do things on the outside, like a cosmetic surgery, do anything to make, they need to really fix what's inside first.
Right.
I was just internally intact.
Yeah.
The outside for me, if anything's gonna find its way on the outside, that's just icing on the cake, because already inside, I'm not working on fixing anything on the inside. But when it came to the boobs and losing all of that, and there's like some femininity that's lost, and you're like, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, what the hell happened? And so it's like a really, you're torn, because I'm thinking, I looked at them and I was like, this represents sacrifice to me. I sacrificed five plus years of my life nursing these babies. Some of them went a little beyond a year. So it was like over 5 years of nursing babies.
Right.
That's a huge sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And so my body took the hit for it. So at one side, I'm like, wow, this is honorable. You know, it's some flappy badges of courage. Every time I take my bra off, I'm like, whoa.
I love that. That's a tweetable.
On the other end of it, yeah, and on the other end of it, it's like, you know, this sucks. It sucks. It sucks not to have cleavage anymore. You know, it's just unattractive. So
I thought this would be a good time to talk about natural metabolism boosters. And I want to give you my top five list. To each his own, but know that it's not a replacement either. It's just an add-on to your current lifestyle. And if you eat terrible, you know what? This is not going to solve the problem either. But you need to proactively add them, you know, just introduce them in your life as preventative maintenance, especially if you're in that 30-something zone and beyond, right? It's all about preventative maintenance and not playing that catch-up game. Number one, cinnamon. Look, this, if you love cinnamon, you're going to love this. There's so many teas out there. Drink that. You could sprinkle it in your oatmeal, on your toast. This keeps your metabolism not only going, but racing. So I want you to test it out for a month. You got to give yourself a month. Do it every day. And there's some fabulous teas out there. In fact, Arnold and Barney is one of my personal faves. And you can get that online at Amazon. Or if you have a Barnes and Noble in your area, they sell it at the Starbucks counter. Number two, B12. Absolute must. We're already moody chicks. Every woman needs to take this. It's not only a mood booster, but an energy booster. And that's what we need once we, you know, hop on that 30-something hump. Number three, apple cider vinegar, as you know it, ACV. This is just all-around good stuff. From being a fat buster, yes, you heard me, it literally melts fat. And if you're looking to melt that pooch fat, take this bad boy. It strengthens your immune system in the event you have a cold or allergies. It always helps with your digestive health. If you struggle with that or as you get older, and you know what? If you take it on a regular basis, you're going to find yourself avoiding sugar because you just don't crave it like you used to. Number four, like I talked about before, strength training is a must. You're going to notice, you're going to have that arm flab, you know, that flapping underneath the arm between the shoulder and the elbow. It's not cute. And also that back fat flab, you know, when you put a bra on and you have that back fat. Strength training helps with all of that. And also your butt. Because your butt starts to drop. That whole gravity thing is real. It drops and jiggles. Yeah, you're going to be jingling, baby. And five, last and most obvious of all, is water and sleep. You can't do without both. And if you have insomnia like me, look, what I've discovered, rose tea. It's a natural tranquilizer. It's these closed up little small pink rosebuds. And I'm telling you, you just feel like it's something taking over your body and it's an out of body experience when you go to sleep. It's amazing. And then of course, magnesium. You need to take this every day, but in powder or pill form, this will make you fall asleep in seconds. If you want a list of these things, follow me on social for an infographic, or you know what? I'm going to tweet every one of these five top fivers. Listen for my social media handle coming up. And that wraps up another episode of the Keep It 100 Girls Show. Your go-to girlfriend is here to empower you every week, people. Just remember, the best conversations happen after every podcast. Reply to this podcast, or you know what? Send me a quick email at ask@ninababel.com and tell me what exactly you're struggling with or what you want to do better. Maybe it's a lesson. Maybe it's a piece of advice that you want to share. Even if it's really, really small, don't hesitate.
In addition to my own experiences, real women give mother-freaking real-life advice. They will express their personal bloopers when it comes to sensitive girly stuff.
New episodes of the Keep It 100 Girl Show we drop every week on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and Auto Radio. If you like my style and my episodes, spread the good word, the Keep It 100 Girl word. And share my podcast on social. There's Twitter, there's Instagram, Snapchat, and the Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page. And this is the handle you've been waiting for. @NinaBabel. And you spell my last name like this.
babe, exactly how you heard it, like you're calling your boo, babe, with an L at the end, like babe-able. Perfect. So again, if you want to share your story, drop me a line question, story request, in the form of a pitch, using my direct email address, ask@ninababel.com. Keep it 100, girl. Don't do anything but keep it real and true in your life with no filters. And don't be ashamed either. Ready? Smooches!